Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
My fave. Didn't I say this before? I like this. This is the goodest, the strongest of those great openings that bring us into another hour of Good Day with the most important stories, the best stories of the day, a lot of the news nuggets. I kind of like that. The news nuggets. The news.
You okay?
he's just tickling
I'll have what
himself.
He's having. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's see. I think that there are a couple of things that were important today as we think about what's going on in the world. We think about some of the, what turns you on, what gets you crazy, what gets you to smile. I mean, that's kind of all of the emotions that come to play when you listen to what's going on in the world. Let's see what this does for you. Everybody ready?
Fire away.
Ready?
There's a controversy that started last week on Friday and over the weekend. I think it mostly was Friday when I saw this. 10 ads were put on 10 buses in San Francisco containing quotes used by terrorists. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
Okay. Killing Jews is worship that draws us closer to Allah, reads one of the ads, which certainly has people debating the line between free speech and hate speech. Once again, we're back to that. We seem to be debating that, discussing it a lot lately. This group called American Freedom Defense Institute said, quote, "The purpose of our campaign is to show the reality of jihad, the root cause of terrorism." Using the exact quotes and text that they use, San Francisco city leaders, including the district attorney, have condemned the campaign. So if you saw a bus with a sign on the side of it that says, "Killing Jews is worship that draws us closer to Allah," what would you think if it were down here in Los Angeles, Jennifer?
I would
Killing
think it's hate.
Jews
I would think it's
is worship
speech.
That draws us closer
yeah,
to Allah.
Yeah, I would think it's hate speech.
All right. Richie,
I think when the line for me is killing. When you start talking about killing people or encouraging people to kill people,
yeah,
that to me is when free speech crosses a line.
This is that organization, the Freedom of Defense, is Pamela Geller.
Yes.
And she's a big pro-Israel, anti-Muslim.
Right. Anti-Islamist.
And she has done this in Washington, D.C. and in New York, I think,
right,
where she posts these kinds of ads and went through a big freedom of speech fight in the courts to be able to do it.
Yeah.
So she's won the right to be able to put a lot of these ads up wherever she wants to go. And the transportation systems cannot tell her no. So, and I'm sure that it depends on how they word some of it, but she basically has the right to go around and put all this stuff up there. So freedom of speech protects her ability to do that. Is it safe? Is it friendly? No, it certainly
isn't. Is it comfortable?
It's not comfortable at all.
Well, but does that then give us cause to think about the message?
And is she speaking for all of Islam when she says this is how they speak? Is she speaking for all of Islam?
Well, see, you mean is she accusing all of Islam of being the same?
Correct.
Yeah, right. And you see, that's the inference that is dangerous. Although free speech, we need to be able to discuss it. This is a great forum for having that kind of a conversation because we represent lots of different points of view. Although I think to a person, we would all agree, all of us who are here, Kenny and Richie and Jennifer and me, that all to have it suggested that all Muslims are the same. And you hear this, by the way, suggested on lots of talk radio programs. You hear lots of people who are supposedly, quote-unquote, experts who comment on various television programs come up with the same stuff.
Now, to be sure, there are people in the Muslim world who are extremists who do say and believe, and there's a lot of
absolutely
them.
Absolutely.
There,
but there are
a lot of
Christians
them.
Who but are maintain they? The same thing, the blowing up of
you got extremists
Planned
on
Parenthood
all sides.
Business. Right,
right,
yeah.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
So, but does this help?
That's the question.
Does this help? I mean, does it?
And does it draw people to violence?
Does extremism, let's in a general sense, Richie, does extremism ever help in any case, in any cause?
You can make a case.
That it does?
Sure.
Uh-huh. What would be an example of that?
Well,
I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Let's talk about our fiscal issues right here in the United States, and let's talk about the inability for Congress to agree on any kind of a budget item.
Right.
And it's because you could say the right wing Tea Partiers on the right side and the left wing socialists on the left side that are the most active part of their parties are the ones who are pulling the strings of their parties. Now, it gets us all to see, really, okay, here are the important issues to each side, and now how do we find the middle? The problem is there is no middle.
No.
Well, there is a middle. They just don't vote. Yeah. And so how do we get it? So I see a place for it, but the problem is if you don't have the ability to come together and figure out a plan that kind of somewhat makes everybody happy, and that's what everybody doesn't want to do. They don't want to make the other side happy at all.
Nope. There's no tolerance to the other point of view. 888-302-3684. Coming up, do you tell your children the truth all the time, some of the time, not much of the time? How do you deal with things you don't want your children to know? Or how do you deal with things that you want to persuade your children to do? And it may, what's required in that circumstance. 888-302-3684. Email to all of us, whether it's Ken or Richie or Jennifer or Doug at DougStephan.com. Plus, as St. Patrick's Day is over now, do we need to spend a little bit of time in review? We'll figure that out in a few moments here on Good Day. Now let's talk about what kind of shape we've had our fun today with testosterone supplements, with testosterone in general. Testosterone is something that men need, women do not. Men need to keep their numbers between 600 and 700. If you are not aware of your number, you need to get a blood test. Richie's going to have his physical this week.
Yep.
And I've urged him as part of the 24-point test to find out not only what his cholesterol numbers are and triglycerides and all that stuff, but have them do a test.
I know what my testosterone level is, sir, and it's 10 out of 10.
No, it's not. That's not how they measure
it. No, it isn't.
No. Trust me. This is one area where I win in two areas with you. Or maybe three or four, but I have more testosterone than you do.
I thought a 10 was good.
No, because the number you want is 700.
Oh, it is?
No.
Then I'm a 699.
Yeah.
Plus.
If your number is not good, and anything that's under 450 is not good, you need T-Gen. You don't need drugs.
Why do you feel the need to say you have more testosterone with me? I'm totally comfortable in letting you feel like you do. But why do you feel the need? Do you, in fact, need T-Gen to help boost your thing because you don't feel like you have enough testosterone?
I know, but I do take...
Boost your thing.
Yeah.
Nice, Rich.
Thing.
I do take T-Gen, thank you, Rich.
You do?
I was just suggesting you could join the ranks of the secure men like me and take T-Gen to make sure that you have
testosterone.
Sir. Well, I'm as secure as I need to be under the circumstances.
Yeah, I'll give
fine,
you that one.
But thanks. I mean, I don't think you are either. Sometimes you say things about homosexuals that make me think you're a homophobe.
Oh, really?
I know you're not, but that's the way. Yeah, I mean, so we all have our thing. One way or another.
Well, maybe I do need TJ.
Yeah, if you,
I change my mindset.
If you, yeah, probably. If you had enough testosterone, you wouldn't be a homophobe. That's probably.
Is that what it takes?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Send me a bottle.
Okay.
I'll chug it.
This pill's rich.
Oh, okay. I'll OD on them then.
Okay, perfect. 800-631-6443. Number for T-Gen. You get the drift of the conversation. Richie and I are having fun, and that's part of this whole deal. People get so serious about this stuff. No, it leads to fun. It's good for you. It's healthy for your body, but it also leads to fun, to great romance. Testosterone, T-Gen, and if you call 800-631-6443 now and tell them you're listening to Doug and Rich, they will send you two bottles of Nitro Boost, right?
There's two idiots on the radio talking about their testosterone.
Testosterone level. Yep. Two bottles with Nitro Boost, absolutely free. Your call is to 800-631-6443. It'll raise your free testosterone level, and the nitric oxide that comes from NitroBoost will get all of that to your system, all the way around your system, to every little nook and cranny, and so you'll have better energy, better performance, you'll be able to do better at your workouts. Everything is better if you have T-Gen. So 800-631-6443. I sort of get a kick out of some of these spots that I do. If you'd have the perfect life, if you have clean teeth with power swabs and you take plenty of T-Gen, you've got it made. 800-631-6443 for T-Gen with NitroBoost.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks.
He went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared March 21st through the 24th and receive a free Pandora clasp bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. While supplies last.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right, so I'm kind of trying to figure out what's going on with Alex Trebek. He's 72, makes $10 million a year for working 21 days. That's what it takes to do those two shows, Jeopardy and most other
Not
game shows,
that.
In fact. Jeopardy.
I want that gig.
And Wheel of Fortune, both those guys get paid $10 million a year. Takes them 21 days of taping. That's it. So how many? That's like four. That's 1 month and a week. 1 month.
Sign us up. We could do it.
$10 million, and he wants to retire?
We can all split it.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. Matt Lauer is supposedly being considered, and so is Anderson Cooper for that gig. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
I'll take it.
Me too.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term store. adorable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside.
Probably the most well-known version of the great St. Patrick's Day Irish song, Danny Boy, Bing Crosby there. We have a little different twist in the video of the day section at DougStephan.com.
Beaker.
Obviously, these are the Muppets.
This is the best from American Idol this season.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I love Beaker.
Want to have some fun? Check out our video of the day, St. Patrick's Day in celebration over the weekend with some of the Muppets. There's a story also at DougStephan.com today. About some of the animal shelters in Ireland who have a problem because there are now an influx of abandoned pet snakes. Ooh. In Ireland. Snakes of all sizes, varieties, cut loose by owners.
They drove out all of the
They're
snakes
not supposed
in Ireland.
To be there.
Yeah. St. Patrick was supposed to have done that, but apparently they've come back again. And they apparently get a lot of calls on St. Patrick's Day. The Dublin Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals goes out after them and tries to capture them and do something good with them. There are a lot of snakes, apparently. Lizards are a big problem over there as well. Let's see.
I didn't see any when I was there. Did you?
In Ireland?
Yeah.
No, but I wasn't looking for them.
I never look for a snake.
Yeah, I don't like spiders and snakes. So but there is now for the first time in, well, of course the rumor is, or the legend is, that St. Patrick took all of the snakes out 1,500 years ago, right? That's why he became a hero, because he got rid of all the snakes there. And now they're coming back. Ironic. check out the story at DougStephan.com. The fact they're bringing them to animal shelters, I find that interesting. What are they? If they're too big, they'd liably eat some of those.
This is a big problem worldwide: is pet snakes being released into the wild? It's killing many of the ecosystems in several areas. The Everglades. I mean, they're catching 30-foot pythons down there that are just pretty much eating every bird that that walks around in the Everglades. It's really bad.
Right. All right. So what's the next? We had St. Patrick's Day over the weekend. Next holiday, I guess, would be
Easter.
Easter, right.
Which was 2 weeks from Sunday.
Then Memorial Day,
31st, right? Memorial? No, Memorial Day's in May. What are you talking about?
Well, what's between Easter and Memorial Day?
What is between Easter and
Memorial
Day?
Earth Day.
Earth Day. Yeah, there's nothing serious.
Come on.
Yeah, okay, so you're right.
I know.
And then,
so
we're that close to spring starts this Thursday. First full day of spring is Thursday. There's a half a day on Wednesday for those teachers who want to go home and do some in-service. Half a day. Where they say over, you know,
half a day. Guam.
Half a day.
That's how they say hello.
That is how they say hello. So the story in the next half hour about eggs, chocolate eggs, still being produced for, you know, there's a whole big problem about that, and the company was shut down. Well, somebody's figured out how to get around that. We'll have that story up next here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Nashville singer-songwriter Rose Falcon has just released her latest collection of songs, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. Rose sat down with us recently. She explained what the title of her release refers to and how Nashville inspires her creatively as both a writer and a music fan.
19th Avenue, Volume 2 is called Volume 2 instead of a different title because it's just a continuation, like a building kind of upon 19th Avenue, Volume 1. And I feel like, kind of like when you make a movie and you have a sequel, you try and make it better than the first one. Sometimes it's not, but I feel like I've achieved that this time, and I feel like it's just growing with each. I might even want to release a third volume. The songs were all written primarily on 19th Avenue, which is where my publisher is, Cal 4. I've known Daniel Hill and Billy Lynn since I was about 10 years old, and so it felt like family. I just felt like I was at home. It's just kind of something that's special to me, close to my heart. I think that the reason that it's so easy to be creative in Nashville, and there's an energy, because people are at any given moment, if you're writing a song, if I'm on 19th Avenue at Cal 4 writing a song, there's, you know, God only knows how many other people in town doing exactly the same thing, and I can kind of feel it in the air. It's just, and then if you want to go out at night and hear free music, or, you know, pay to see something, at any given moment you can see something incredible, which is, we're blessed. I mean, I feel so fortunate to be able to go out anytime and just get inspired.
That was Rose Falcon speaking about her latest release, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. For more info, please visit rosefalcon.com. Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple.
How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
A lot of talk. Wait a minute. That's what you're supposed to be doing here, right?
That's our job, sir.
A lot of action.
Kind of boring if it's quiet.
On the Good Day program, the most important stories, the news nuggets of the day on Good Day with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler watching our social media. Roberta is gone. Gone! But she'll be back. Oprah Winfrey says she's not upset that Terrence Howard expressed his love for her biddies, her big old biddies, in an interview.
You just skip over this. But, yeah. I mean, her girls.
I know what he's talking about. Why did I skip over it?
Because you weren't pronouncing it right, and it was a good thing that you weren't.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
So there's a movie that the two of them are in called The Butler.
Right.
And apparently Oprah is promoting it and Terrence Howard is promoting it. And Terrence said he had a great time with her in the love scene. Oprah, I'm not sure about, but she makes reference to her breasts. And he does. Apparently this was supposed to be a short scene, but because Terrence Howard was misbehaving so badly and it turned out to be fun, the scene got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, if you know what I mean.
Right. And he was kind of coming out. The big story here is that he was coming out and saying that he liked the fact that she was a bigger, curvier kind of gal. And so in an interview, easy for me to say, that Oprah did with Steve Harvey, he asked if she was offended by the comment that she's well endowed. And she said, what? I do have big ones. And as for the love scene, it was supposed to be a little scene. It got bigger because he was misbehaving.
I wonder what's her boyfriend's name? Her house
Stedman.
Boy? Stedman. That's right.
Stedman.
Are they still?
Do you really believe that they're a couple? Do we believe it?
I don't know.
They don't seem to have any chemistry sparks.
You don't want to believe the best in people, Rich. You're always looking for the dark side.
You know, it just seems like he's the butler at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's just kind of there.
Right. There, if you know what I mean. All right. So do you tell your children the truth or not? We're going to find there's a lesson to be learned from something that a celebrity did with her children. Plus, as Easter gets closer, what are you going to do about chocolate eggs? Remember, they were banned. The company that was making them was closed down by the feds. So will there or won't there be chocolate eggs for Easter? You'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, that's some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car.
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea. Realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
This is the story of three little pigs in today's economy. The first little pig built his house of stocks, bonds, and insurance, and then saw it blow away with the first winds of economic change. The second little pig built his financial future on real estate, but when the housing bubble burst, so did his financial house. The third little pig built his house with American Bullion, the trusted name in 401k rollovers and IRA transfers. That little piggy discovered the security, safety, and stability that comes with American Bullion and their first-class customer service. And unlike other gold companies, American Bullion handles all the paperwork, hassle-free and tax-free. Call 1-800-678-6923 now and see how simple working with American Bullion can be. And when you call 1-800-678-6923, you'll receive your own gold guide and the book, The Next Wave, absolutely free. So call 1-800-678-6923 now and discover American Bullion. Peace of gold, peace of mind. Call now.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
As sketchy today as it was 25 years ago. Doug Steffens, good day.
Rush and I celebrating 25 years, not together, but we've both been on the air the same number of years.
Not Rush, Rush Limbaugh.
Rush.
Yeah, Rush and I.
Say that, Rush and I. All right, where are we? It's 20 minutes before the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program with Rich and Jennifer. The secret is out.
Mm-hmm.
The secret is out, Jennifer.
Yes.
Those things that you want your children to know that you need to sort of manipulate, maneuver, I don't know. I mean,
well, there's a funny story out today just in this vein, and it got me to thinking about some of the lies that our parents told us to do certain things to keep us safe, and then some of the things you might tell your kids or maybe your grandkids to keep them safe. And the story surrounds Jennifer Garner. Very cute family woman, you know, married to Ben Affleck, three girls. Let me just laugh.
Hello? Not yet, no.
Oh, I thought I heard a yawn earlier.
I'm getting ready to.
I was ready for somebody to, like, yeah. Doze off. But anyway, Jennifer Garner tries to tell her daughters that they need to wear sunscreen. Now, that's a basic rule of life, right? You
sure.
know, you want your kids to wear sunscreen every day.
Yeah, so, not every day, but...
Well, I would imagine her kids... Your kids aren't as fair as these kids, but these kids are really, really... fair children that she has, and she wants to, you know, have them be safe in the sun. So she told them in her household that sunscreen is like seatbelts. It's non-negotiable. She said that she once told her kids it was against the law not to wear sunscreen, much like it's against the law not to wear your seatbelt. So that just got me thinking a little bit about some of the things that you tell your kids, Rich. What are some, have you lied to your kids about certain things just to get them to do them?
Of course, you know, you tell them sleep. Sleep makes you grow up and they'd be nice and strong. That's not really a lie. No, it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
But how about something like this? Yeah, honey, I did see that somersault, and it was awesome. Yeah, let me see, what was I doing here?
Yeah.
Well, I got told if I touched the stove, I would get burnt. Now, this is not, and this is true, right? It's not a lie.
Right.
But this was, do not touch the stove even when it's off. I remember my grandmother saying, you can never touch the stove. This would be when she wasn't cooking, the stove was ice cold, but I was never allowed to touch the stove because she just wanted me in the practice of not touching it when she was actually cooking.
Yeah,
but that's still a lie.
How about, we'll get one next time, I promise. When they say, Mommy, can I get this? Can I get that? When you're in the store, whether it's a toy, a piece of candy, something to drink, whatever. We'll get one next time. We have to go now.
All right, Dougie, let's look in the Wayback Machine. What did you tell your kids? Any lies about this kind of stuff?
Excuse me, the Wayback Machine?
Well, because your kids are my age, and, you know, I would tell my parents the same thing. I mean, it's been, you know, 30 years since you had to lie to us about touching the stove and wearing sunscreen, hopefully.
You know, it's interesting. Megan and I were, and actually Brendan and I, last week were talking about things that I said to him that hurt him, and he laughed at me. Because he said that he could always tell that it bothered me, even when he was a kid. It used to bother me more than it bothered them. It was always thought of that I was going to be the tough guy with the kids and Tony was going to be the easy one.
It was the other way around. It
turned out to be, Tony was an unbelievable taskmaster.
All right, so.
And so what I said to, I mean, I used to talk about things, the silly stuff that I was told. I don't remember telling them. Like, if you touch a frog, you're going to get warts. I used to tell them those stories.
That's a good one. That's
about
a good example.
If you keep making faces like that, your face will
your
freeze.
Face
freeze
like
there. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
no. Carrots help you see in the dark.
My grandfather.
Or don't sit too close to the TV, you'll go blind.
Right.
I used to get that. Or don't do the other thing because you'll go blind.
No, honey.
When the, out there.
When the ice cream truck plays that music, it means they don't have any ice cream
left. They're
closed. That's a good one. Yeah. All right. Okay. That's
Oh, man.
That one. We can go on. You can come up with those things till the cows come home, I think, literally and figuratively. Lindsay Lohan.
Hey. Yes.
People in the news. All right. So we have a Lindsay Lohan story. We have Madonna. Why don't you take Lindsay Lohan, Jennifer? I'll take Madonna. Or you want me to do it the other way around?
I do Lindsay Lohan because she's having some issues getting to her court appearance.
No, not again.
So she went out to a club on Saturday night and was enjoying it so much that she missed her flight on Sunday morning. Well, she thought no problem. She makes herself a little new reservation for like a 5 o'clock flight out of New York to Los Angeles. She gets on the plane. She's at the airport. She's got her stuff on the plane. And at the last minute, she jumps up, leaves her stuff on the airplane and gets off because she felt that the plane was not safe. Now, in her defense, she said other passengers got off with her because they thought they saw fuel leaking out of the plane. And the flight, I think, allegedly was diverted to Las Vegas to refuel. So maybe there was a problem with the plane, but she jumped off. In any case, no other flights that she could get on. So she starts sitting at the airport tweeting people, who'll give me a lift on their private plane? You know, go ahead and asking for her friends to help her get to Los Angeles.
Hold on a second. Wait.
Yeah. Twitter.
Do you know how many flights there are from New York to L.A. a day?
Well, I'm just telling you, she couldn't get on one.
Baloney. She could get on any number of flights from L.A. to from New York to L.A. There are American runs at least 9. Delta runs 8. U.S. Air, U.S. Air, JetBlue. I'm willing to guarantee you that you could find 40 flights a day.
Here's an idea, Lindsay. If you have to be to court on Tuesday, come back on Sunday.
Oh, no, she has to be at court today on a Monday, basically. She had to be at court on Monday.
Right. And so then come back on Saturday.
Right.
Give yourself a day pass.
She had to go to a concert because, you know, there are priorities here. Right. Well, basically what happened is she gets on this flight and she has 20 minutes to get to the from the airport to the courthouse.
What,
ridiculous. Yes, in Los Angeles traffic. Nice try.
All right, Madonna presented Anderson Cooper with the Vito Russo Award at the GLAAD Media Awards in New York over the weekend.
All right, I'll be the dumb guy. Who's Vito Russo?
Vito Russo is a gay guy.
Well, that'd be why he got the award.
Who funded an award and a scholarship for young gay men and women who wanted to get into the media.
Oh, okay.
So those people who are gay that are in the media are likely to call attention. This is how they get money for the Vito Russo Award to be given every year, or more importantly, the scholarship to be given every year. And so Madonna gives the award to Anderson Cooper, and then, of course, she steals the spotlight. She comes in dressed as a Boy Scout to call attention to the ban on homosexuals. She said, I wanted to be a Boy Scout, but they wouldn't let me join.
That's actually kind of funny.
I think that's, she says blanked up. I know how to pitch a tent. I can build a fire. I have a good sense of direction. I can rescue kittens from trees. So anyway, most importantly, I know how to scout for boys. It's a great line, actually. So anyway, she's making the point, Cooper couldn't have been a Boy Scout because he was gay.
And, no, back then, I don't know that they really...
I don't think he's that old, Richie. Anderson Cooper...
Don't ask,
like,
don't tell. Yeah, he's only 40.
Early
40s.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So, I was thinking about that because he was supposedly in play, pardon the pun, for the Alex Trebek job, as it were. Excuse me. Chocolates. Easter. You ready for a surprise?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay.
Cadbury egg, please.
There have been problems with the filling on chocolate eggs. So one guy figured out, a company called Candy Treasures in Lebanon, New Jersey, figured out how to make both things right. They're going to have chocolate candy back again, chocolate-filled candy. Only thing is they're going to fill them with toys. That's been outlawed for a number of years. So they're making chocolate with candy toys inside of them. Candy toys.
So the toys are edible and not plastic.
Yep. Well, they will be whether they're edible or not, because some kid that's cracking open a chocolate egg is going to eat that little toy inside, whether it's
chocolate
or not. Oh, it's not a good idea, I don't think.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe something not to look out for this Easter, as it turns out. Coming up to 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13 on the world, but customer while supplies last.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
I don't know, one of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Attention, men. If you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-464-3419. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-464-3419. That's 800-464-3419. Call 800-464-3419.
Howdy doody, boys and girls. The Doug Good Day program with Jennifer and Richie and all kinds of thoughtful things in your head have come out of today's discussions.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com.
In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Lots of budget talk on the Sunday TV talk shows. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We went through the fiscal cliff with a soft landing there. Next, we had the sequester of doom, which has taken effect. Now there's the budget battle, and there was plenty of talk about the federal budget on the Sunday TV talk shows yesterday. Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, who is the House Budget Committee chairman, appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. He talked about the budget he's proposing.
Fundamental tax reform for economic growth. Patient-centered health care replacing Obamacare. Getting our budget balanced. It's a responsible, balanced budget. And we think a balanced budget is a necessary means to a healthier economy, to more jobs.
Congressman Ryan went on to say this budget is not the same one he pushed in the presidential campaign as Mitt Romney's running mate.
Our budget is a vision document. It is our budget encapsulates what we think is the right way to go.
Over on ABC's This Week, House Speaker John Boehner was asked if Republicans can reach a deal with Democrats and the White House on a budget.
I don't know whether we can come to a big agreement. If we do, it'll be between the two parties on Capitol Hill. Hopefully, we can go to conference on these budgets. And hope springs eternal, in my mind.
Ah, yes, hope springs eternal, with the first day of spring this Wednesday. Perhaps we could persuade Punxsutawney Phil to come out of his burrow for another prognostication. No shadow, an early budget deal. Shadow, 4 more years of gridlock. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Dr. Forrest, dial 118.
A hospital ward, a manufacturing floor, a distribution center, or a retail store. At a firehouse, a courthouse, or a schoolhouse, Kronos is helping all types of organizations control their labor costs, improve workforce productivity, and minimize compliance risk. And that's leading to increased revenues, decreased costs, and creating happier patients, customers, and citizens. See how the Kronos Cloud can help your organization at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
It's a new week on Wall Street with the Dow looking to start a new winning streak. Last Friday, that 10-session winning streak came to an end with one record-breaking close after another. But on Friday, the Dow lost 25 points, closing the week at 14,514. S&P was down 3. NASDAQ lost 10 points. This is the sound of your average office. Busy in here, but chances are, as of tomorrow, this sound will be replaced by this sound. Rather quiet. And that's because so many of us will be glued to the tube, our computers, iPhones, iPads, all to keep track of the big dance. The NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, which accounts for an estimated $1 billion in lost productivity each year. The brackets for this year's tournament were set yesterday. Louisville is the overall number one seed. Kansas, Indiana, and Gonzaga, the top seeds in the other regions. 68 teams in all. Fill out your brackets. Opening round game set for tomorrow. Business at the box office this past weekend.
My turn. You're in Oz.
I'm in luck. I had Oz in my movie bracket. Oz, the Great and Powerful, still number one. A second straight weekend, pulling in another $42.2 million. Couple of weekend leftovers for you. First, Powerball. If you live in a place where the Powerball lottery is played, no doubt you're aware this past Saturday night's drawing was way up there. $217 million. Did anyone match all of the numbers? Answer, no. And so, this Wednesday night's jackpot, a cool $260 million. Powerball played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Odds of winning it all? 1 in 175 million, which means you really do need the luck of the Irish. Speaking of which, lots of St. Patrick's Day parades this past weekend. When St. Patrick's Day falls on a Sunday, as it did this year, some of the parades are held the day before. Such was the case with the nation's biggest and oldest St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City, where Fifth Avenue in Manhattan included a long green line. More than 150,000 marchers. No cars, no floats, just marchers. Let's hear from a few of those who were there. How was the parade? And please, sound as Irish as you can.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, yeah. Loving every minute of it.
And talk about a turnout. Up to 2 million spectators lined the parade route, including this rather shy and reserved individual. Having fun, pal?
We're having so much fun!
Chances are he's paying for all that fun today. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks. He went to Jared.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared March 21st through the 24th and receive a free Pandora clasp bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. While supplies last.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The perfect price.